I want you to think about your breath. Just breathing in and out through your nose. And try allowing your exhale to be a little bit longer than your inhale. And as we begin, you allow it to be a pleasure to turn the whole world off and go within. Just using your breath to bring stillness to your body, quiet to your mind, acknowledging to yourself that it takes a few moments to slow down. So you just take your time, breathing in and filling up and breathing out slowly, letting go. And as you follow the flow of your breath, you are in complete control. And as you let go, you're entering into a deep trance state, a natural state, and you're in greater control of your mind than at any other time of your day. You're actually strengthening your mind. This is a purposeful focusing of attention, and you're aware of whatever is important, undisturbed by the unimportant. You're always in control. So just a few more breaths now, making sure that that exhale is slow as you let go, feeling your body just surrender to the surface below it. Now just forget about your breathing and let your body continue to breathe slow and rhythmically all on its own. We're going to take a moment to become centered and grounded to help bring your awareness inward. So I want you to use your imagination for a moment. Imagine or even just think about a white room. Imagine yourself standing in the center of that white room. Everything is white. The floors are white. The walls are white. The ceiling is white. And I want you to imagine that you can send energy from your body all the way out to that white wall in front of you. You follow it in your mind. It only takes a moment. Now pull the energy back to the center of your body and to the right of you now. Follow the energy all the way to the wall on the right, and then bring it back to the center of your body. Now turn behind you now. Send the energy, let it flow to the wall, and let it expand all the way back to that wall behind you. And now you bring it back, guiding it back to the center of your body. And to your left side now. Send the energy out all the way to that wall. And now you just pull it back. Bring it back to the center of your body. Now just imagine your energy there in the center of your body, going down through your abdominal area, down to your legs, and right out the soles of your feet into the floor beneath your feet. And then you just pull it back up. Up through your feet, your legs, through the center of your body. And you just let it flow all the way up through your chest, your neck, your face, out the top of your head, all the way up to the ceiling above you in your mind. And then you slowly, gently pull it back down, down to the top of your head, your face, your neck, your shoulders, back to the center of your body. Now just bring your awareness back to your breathing. Notice your breathing, slow, deep, and rhythmic. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 down to 0. And as the numbers descend, I'll be giving you simple suggestions to guide your body into a wonderful, deep state of body sleep. And you just let go. You simply observe how incredibly well your body responds to your thoughts. So let's begin. 10. Bring your awareness down to your feet. Just let all tension in your feet be released. Let it go. 9. Let this feeling now flow up into your ankles, your calves. You're breathing slow, deep, and rhythmic. A tingling feeling comes in, most often in the hands. Eight, just think about this feeling now. Guide this feeling up to your knees, into the upper legs. Imagine. That even your bones are relaxing. Begin to notice your legs getting heavier and heavier, or lighter and lighter. Just observe what's happening. 7. Let this feeling flow all the way up to your hips, your waist, so that from the waist down to the soles of your feet, you are incredibly relaxed. And as you're relaxed, it becomes easier to focus on my voice, to follow the suggestions. 6. Take a moment now, a moment to observe your lower body. Just notice how your legs feel. As you imagine them so incredibly relaxed that even the bones are relaxed, loose and limp like rubber bands. And you notice how they feel. If you're heavy, they feel light. 5. Bring your awareness to your stomach now, your abdominal muscles. Just think about those muscles all letting go, being released. Feel the tension from your day to day, from your week, just flowing out of your body, flowing away from your body. 4. Let this feeling flow up into your chest, through your back, to the shoulders. Think about all the muscles between your shoulder blades letting go and releasing. Your breathing remains slow, deep, and rhythmic. The tingling feeling, it comes and it goes. A floating sensation drifts in and drifts out. And you just enjoy it. Simply observe any sensations as they are all unique to you. 3. Bring your awareness to your arms, starting in your shoulders, And just imagine this feeling of relaxation flowing down your arms, down through your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and right out the palms of your hands, the tips of your fingers. The more you relax, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more you relax. And as you just take a moment to feel your arms so incredibly relaxed, imagine again that even the bones are relaxed. You just observe how they feel, heavy or light. Two, let this feeling flow all the way up into the neck now. Think about all of those muscles that hold your head up all day long. Imagine them all letting go, like a last big elastic band being released. Feel your shoulders drop ever so slightly. Let this feeling continue to flow into your scalp, your crown, and into your forehead. Feel your forehead smooth from within your mind. And one, let this feeling now flow into your eyes, releasing and relaxing all of the muscles around your eyes so that your eyelids begin to feel like they're so relaxed, so incredibly heavy, like they're glued shut, locked shut, fused shut. Your breathing is slow, deep, and rhythmic. A tingling feeling comes and goes. A floating sensation drifts in and drifts out. And you just let go, right down to zero. You let go right down to zero. Just letting your body surrender. Surrender into a deep state of body sleep while your mind stays focused on the sound of my voice. And as you relax, I would like for you to use your imagination. And I'd like you to imagine that you're floating, just floating toward a shuttlecraft. You can see it in the distance. Allow yourself to float toward it in a nice, calm, peaceful way. There's no one else around, and it's a beautiful day. And you feel yourself loading toward the shuttlecraft, and now you've arrived right beside it as it's parked on the ground in front of you. And as you approach it, it must just sense your nearness, and automatically it extends a small staircase, and the capsule opens up. So you can step up the stairs and climb inside. Imagine that you're sitting inside this capsule, this shuttlecraft that will take you on a journey into the future. Take a moment now to set the intention, to set the coordinates in your mind, to go to a time and a place in the future, a place that you haven't been before, a place that you may or may not recognize. Set the intention to have an adventure into the future. And like a helium balloon, release this intention and watch it float up like that helium balloon, drifting away, having faith and trusting that your intention will be met. And bringing your imagination back to you inside the capsule. There are no controls in front of you. And there's absolutely nothing for you to do as you sense the glass capsule closing on top of you, protecting you, and you're completely comfortable in this ergonomic chair. Supports your body in any way it requires. And now, sense that capsule. It's beginning to elevate. It's lifting off the ground. And you have a sense of excitement, a sense of joy, absolutely comfortable and peaceful. As you sense this craft beginning to elevate higher and higher. And the higher it goes, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the higher it goes. Wonderful feeling of freedom and joy. A feeling of liberty and excitement in anticipation of the adventure. And the higher it goes, the more misty it seems. You can't really see much outside of the capsule. You can't really see much at all. But you sense that you're moving. Floating, feeling safe, feeling protected. And you're moving back and forth somehow. Drifting, floating. The capsule seems to have a destination in mind. Because you've set the intention to go into the future. This may be a future of this lifetime or another lifetime. Perhaps you'll visit your future self. Wherever you go, it's to another place and another time where there's something important for you to see, to understand. Something that will help you in the very best possible way. And this shuttlecraft seems to know you, and it adjusts the air conditioning, the environment. If you're too hot, it cools you down. It's almost as if it's sensitive to your feelings as it's carrying you, moving and floating. Drifting and floating through time and space. And you feel so protected, comfortable, and completely relaxed. This shuttlecraft is taking care of you, and it knows the way. It's taking you to another time, to another place where there's something important for you to learn, to understand. As it's floating and drifting, drifting and floating through time and space. And now, the shuttlecraft seems to be descending. It's slowing down. It's slowing down and stopping at the most appropriate time and place. It's bringing this capsule that you're in down, back down, down, down to the surface. And it's on the surface now, this shuttlecraft that you're in. And the capsule, the bubble on the top of the shuttlecraft is lifting up with a sound of expressing air. Capsule opens up and the stairs unfold. Right down to the ground. Only four or five stairs, three or four, it doesn't matter. And you stand up and you begin to walk down the stairs. I'm going to count from three to one, and you'll be on the outside of the shuttlecraft, and you can use all of your senses and your imagination to become aware of where you are and what you sense around you. Three. Feeling the feelings now. Two. And one. Allow yourself to go to this future time in which your soul needs to know, to understand, to learn something important. Feel, sense, where are you? Even if you think you're making it up, allow your imagination to flow. Is it daytime or nighttime in your mind's eye? Are you indoors or outdoors? Take note, are you by yourself or are you with people? Look down at your feet and notice what kind of covering you have on your feet. Slowly look at your body from your feet to your calves to your thighs and get a sense of your clothing. What does your clothing look like? Are you male or are you female? Are you young? Are you old? Take a moment to get a sense of where you are and look around you. I'm going to count from one to three, and things are going to become very clear and vibrant, very focused. One, two, and three. Now you can see clearly your environment. What do you see around you? Take note of the buildings, if there are any, of the environment. Are you in a city? Are you in nature? Allow yourself to walk forward. Move forward in this environment. And as you move forward, you'll understand what you're doing here. What is your mission? What do you need to know? How are you feeling inside? Moving forward, are you speaking with anyone? Are you interacting with others? You can know anything about this situation. Allow yourself to know. What is your mission? So with that now, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And I want you to allow yourself to go to another moment in this future in which your soul needs to understand or learn something important. It may be in this future lifetime or another lifetime. 1, feeling the feelings. 2 and 3. And where are you? Even if you think you're making it up, allow your imagination to flow. Look down at your feet. Are you wearing the same foot coverings or different? Notice your clothing. Are you male or female? Are you indoors or outdoors? Are you alone or are you with people? Allow yourself to walk forward as the picture unfolds in front of you in beautiful clarity, in beautiful colors. Notice where you are. What is your mission? What do you need to know? What are you there to do? Notice what is on your left side. As you look around, what is on your right side? It is so clear. Smell the smells. Hear the sounds. What do you need to become aware of in this situation? What are the feelings you're experiencing? Who are the people that you're with, if any? Look deeply into their eyes. You know who they are. Do you recognize them? I'm going to count from 1, 2, 3. and allow yourself to go through to another time in which your soul needs to heal or understand or learn. It may be in this lifetime or another future lifetime. One, feeling the feelings. Two, and three. And where do you find yourself now? Even if you think you're making it up, allow your imagination free rein. Is it daytime or nighttime? Are you indoors or outdoors? Are you alone or with people? Look down at your feet. Notice your footwear, if any. Follow your gaze up your legs. Find out, what is your clothing? Are you male or female? Are you a child or are you an adult? Are you human? Or perhaps another type of physical body? Become aware of your mission. What are you there to do? Allow yourself to walk forward, and the picture as you do becomes clearer, more sharp, more crisp, more colorful, vivid, and clear. Notice what's on your left side. Notice what's on your right side. Look around at what's in front of you. Understand your environment. If you're with people, gaze into their eyes and ask, "Do I know you?" Smell the smells, hear the sounds, feel the feelings. How are you feeling? What do you need to know about this place? What is your mission? It's easy for you to understand what you need to know about being here in this place. Once again, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and you will allow yourself to go through to another time, another moment in which your soul needs to heal or learn something important. It may be in this lifetime or another future lifetime. One, feeling the feelings. Two. And three. Where are you, even if you think you're making it up? Allow your imagination to flow as you begin to perceive your environment, indoors or outdoors. Daytime or nighttime? Are you male or female? Look down at your feet. What is your footwear? Notice your clothing as you scan upward in your body. Are you human or are you another type of being? Allow yourself to walk forward. Things become clearer as you allow yourself to move forward. You can look to your left. Notice your environment. Look to your right. Take note. It's so clear, so vivid, so much detail. You're able to take it all in. What is your mission in this moment? The objective. You know your objective. Are you with people or are you alone? You're feeling fine. Become the observer. Become the observer and simply watch the scene as if you're watching a movie. You are calm. You are relaxed. You're feeling comfortable. Just watch the movie. And in a moment, we're going to come back. So I'd like you to look up and see that your shuttle has followed you exactly where you are now. Your little shuttlecraft is with you and has followed you throughout your whole journey. And you can beckon it to come toward you because it's time to leave. And the next time we do this, you will go 10 times more deeply and 10 times faster into this wonderful deep hypnotic rest. You will remember as much of these lifetimes as you wish to remember. Snippets of moments and realizations will continue to come to you for several days or weeks after this session, if you choose. In a moment, you're going to climb back into your shuttle, and your shuttle is going to bring you back. When I count from 1 to 5, Your shuttle will have returned you back. And when I reach five, you're going to open your eyes. You will stretch. You will take a nice deep breath and say the words out loud to yourself. Wide awake, feeling absolutely wonderful. One, bringing your awareness to the sounds around you, the room you're in, the surface beneath your body. Two, bring your awareness to your physical body, your arms, your legs, your fingers, your toes, the muscles throughout your face. Just begin to awaken them. Think about them. Wiggle them. Three, feeling good in every way, mentally clear, aware, alert, emotionally calm and at peace, physically rejuvenated, wonderfully optimistic. Four, feeling ready to move, ready to stretch, ready to enjoy the rest of your day. And five, open your eyes, stretch and say the words out loud, wide awake.